our master, Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahl Sunnat, reviver of Sunnah, eradicator of Bidah, scholar of Sharia, the guide of Tariqat, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman, great lover of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi not only loved the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he also loved anything that was associated to him sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi named both of his sons and his nephew after the name of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It is said on the second occasion of Hajj, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stood outside the Rawda of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam till late, reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, wishing to behold Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Unfortunately, that day he wasn't successful in beholding the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. On the next day, he wrote a great poetry in the love of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Wasuwe la lazar phirte hain, tere din e bahar phirte hain. O spring, be delighted. Look, the sovereigns of Medina sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is coming towards the flower bed. In the closing couplets of this beautiful poetry, out of humbleness, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wrote, koi kyun poochhe teri baat raza. In the second line of this couplet, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used the word sag, yani dog, for himself, out of humbleness. After reciting this poetry, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi waited there, sat down, waited, and then his fortune turned and he was blessed with the presence of the great Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was blessed to see the presence of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam with his own eyes in the wakefulness state. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon him, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for his sake. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.